This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray. O risen Savior, you died our death, and you give us your perfect life and death in the waters of baptism. Abide with us by faith, that we may walk forever with you. Amen. Buried alive. That's a plot theme we see at times in TV dramas and movies. Someone decides to bury someone else. Maybe they're twisted and they think that it would be neat to see if a person could survive such a thing. Maybe they hope to collect a ransom. Maybe they do it to inflict some sort of pain and suffering on the person they buried, or maybe somebody connected to that person who's buried. To stay alive, of course, the buried person has to escape in a certain amount of time. If not, they die because the oxygen has run out. And maybe they have to try to escape by finding some secret way out, kind of like a puzzle. Maybe it's by giving over a ransom. Maybe they have to fight and scrap their way and hope that they can survive long enough that the law enforcement will show up sooner than later. As we watch that buried person go through the situation, we see that person struggling to stay alive. We see them just suffering, at least to some sort of point. We watch them usually struggle with maybe something like being claustrophobic or feeling like they're suffocating. Maybe as you watch, you're suffering along with them. You sit there and you feel uncomfortable. Maybe your heart rate rises. Maybe your palms begin to sweat. Finally, that plot usually comes to the point, though, where the person that's buried now is out and doing okay. He or she fought hard to get out. Maybe somebody rescued them. But usually then it all wraps up simply with that person now being out of that buried situation, and now they have this new look on life, usually with some reordered priorities. Buried alive. That's also a theme that we see on the pages of Scripture. St. Paul wrote our text, Romans 6, verse 4, "Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." St. Paul wrote these words for the Roman Christians back then and for you and me here today to tell us that we were buried with Christ in baptism. What does that mean? It means that in baptism, that sinful nature inside of the Christian is supposed to be buried in those baptismal waters. And as Christians, we need that old man, that sinful nature inside of us, to stay dead and buried in those waters. But is that actually what happens this side of eternity? One chapter later, Paul writes, "For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice." Lutheran theology speaks of it this way, simul justus et peccator. A Christian is at the same time a saint and a sinner. And so, yes, the Christian sinful nature is buried in baptism, in those holy waters when they're combined with God's word, and yet it doesn't, that sinful nature, it doesn't stay dead and buried this side of eternity. And so using this illustration I've started with, your sinful nature, my sinful nature, it was buried with Christ in baptism. It was buried alive. And the sinful nature in us, although buried with him through baptism in death, is just like that person we see on the screen. The sinful nature does everything it can to scream and punch and kick its way out of that baptismal grave. And as the Holy Spirit helps you and me as we walk in that newness of life with the new man inside us, that old man begins to kick and scream and punch all the more, trying to do everything it can to get out because it doesn't want to suffocate anymore. It feels claustrophobic. It says things like, I need to get my drink on so that I can have that fun buzz, or so that I can dull the pain, because if I don't, you know what, I'm going to suffocate. It says things like, you know what, I need to get high tonight, or I need to get high this afternoon to take the edge off. I need to calm those fears and anxieties that I have, because if I don't, I think I'm going to suffocate. I need to feed that sexual urge right now, because if I don't, I feel like some part of me is going to die. I need to say those mean words to you because I need to make you feel awful about yourself, or at the bare minimum, worse about yourself, so that you feel as bad about you as I do about me. Because, man, if that doesn't happen, I think my life's going to be over. It says, I need to come up with those lies I make up that say all these hardships and problems I'm going through, they're all someone else's fault, maybe even God's, because, again, if I don't, my life will be over. You get the idea. Day in and day out, that new man inside us tries with the power of the Holy Spirit to walk in the newness of life given to us in water, in the Word. And that sinful nature does everything that it can to try to kick and bust out of that baptismal coffin that it's supposed to be in. And you know what? Maybe that's being too nice to us this morning. Think back over the last 24 hours. Think back for this past week. How about this past semester? How about this past academic year? Have there been times when that old sinful nature inside of us has kicked and punched and screamed its way out of the coffin and got out? Yes. And we all need to repent of every one of those times and sins today. But how many times do you and I need to repent for when we did not let that new man inside of us fight against the old, and instead we willingly opened up that tomb so the old man could get out, so that it could have a little bit of fun, and so it wouldn't feel like it was suffocating anymore? God have mercy on us for those times as well. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We were buried alive in baptism. And so that means now we are alive, both now and forever. When we were baptized, that water combined with God's word gave us life. Baptism gives us Jesus' perfect life, that life that we meditate on during this Lenten season as we watch him walk to the cross for us. When you and I were buried in the waters of that font, you and I were given Jesus' death. In those waters, we receive the death of our Lord and Savior as we watch him die and be buried for us, so that, you know what, we would not have to die eternally, so that you and I wouldn't be buried in some little corner of hell someday. Now, Jesus walked to the cross, there he died, and then he allowed his limp, cold body to be buried in Joseph's tomb so that you and I could live. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we have been raised then out of those baptismal waters so that you and I, by the power of the Holy Spirit, can walk in that newness of our baptismal life. What does that mean? Again, we heard in the catechism, we just said it. Such baptizing with water means that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil lusts, and that a new man daily come forth and arise, who shall live before God in righteousness and purity forever. And seeing what that means is that you and I, as we sit here today, any day, we have comfort and we have hope And it's not just a comfort, because all your sins have been forgiven by the perfect life and death of your Lord and Savior. Although that is the greatest comfort that you and I can have in Jesus and in our baptism. And it's not just a hope that because every one of our sins has been washed away by the blood of Christ, that we get to hope for being in heaven one day in all that glory. No, believe it or not, it's even more than that. Your baptism gives you comfort and hope now as you walk in the newness of life. Because, see, you are baptized. Not were baptized, you are baptized. And what that means is that you have the comfort and you have the hope and you have the assurance that Jesus walks with you every day. And so, if you are here this morning and you feel like you are being buried alive because you are facing those temptations that you have always found to be a struggle, if you feel like you are being buried alive because hurt and pains are just beating down on you and there seems to be no relief in sight, if you feel like you are being buried alive right now because fear and anxiety seems to be choking you and you don't think you're going to be able to breathe much longer, if you are sitting here right now and you feel like you are being buried alive because the future seems to look bleak and hopeless and scary or uncertain, know that your Lord and Savior lived. And he died, and he was buried, and he rose for you. And he did all of that for you so that you could be his own dear, precious child in the waters of holy baptism. And then he did not just walk away from you at the font. No, rather, he still walks with you each and every single step of the way, every day, in his means of grace, where he offers you his love, his comfort, and his assurance. You are his own precious child through the waters of baptism. And he never has and he never will leave his baptized dead and buried. Not physically, not when you have to face the hardships and the struggles and the hurts and the pains of this life. No, you are his own. You are alive in him, now and forever. Amen.